Tom and Drew Company.
What's going on over there today?
Just a working.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's good.
Just a work.
Busy. What you got going this weekend? Anything exciting?
No, I'm not doing nothing this weekend. I think we're going to stay home and do housework. So.
Oh, well, exciting. I know.
I got a bunch of honeydews to do this weekend.
Well, wait, when do you guys go on vacation? When do you go down?
No, it won't be till like the first weekend in June or something.
Shit, so, that will be here before you know it. So, yeah,
it will be.
Probably do. I mean, I can't believe it's already the end of March. In April, like Easter is next Sunday.
Yep. So.
Crazy.
Yep.
We're
excited. I'm ready for Easter because my grandson will come see me. So.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. That's nice. So when they come up,
it'll be his first trip here.
Oh, so when they come up, well, they haven't been up yet, but will they stay the whole weekend or do they just come up for the day?
No, they'll stay the whole weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Has, like, your brothers and, like, your in-laws and stuff gotten to see the baby? Like, how
I don't think my brothers have seen him, just pictures. But my of course my sister-in-laws have seen him, but my brothers they can't get away and go to Knoxville like I can, you know.
Yeah.
So it'll be a lot of people will be the first time they've seen him. So.
Oh my gosh, they're gonna be so in love with him. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yep.
Just because he's so stinking chubby and cute.
Oh man, he's a chunk. God, he's getting so big.
The Michelin man. He's.
Yeah.
You know? Oh,
yeah,
my
that's
gosh.
Right. Yeah,
so do you ever wonder, like, if your parents were still alive, like, how over the moon they would be?
Mom would be nuts.
Yeah?
She would be nuts, yeah. I mean, Dad would be, too, but Mom always loved babies, you know?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And especially when they're little fat, little chubby, you know, little butterballs, you know? So, she would have been crazy over him.
I know.
Yep.
So, I mean, it is what it is, but.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. So, you make Sandra cry again today or not yet?
No. Well, she ain't here yet, but, I mean, I don't know. I'll have to think of something about that baguette. I'll have to get her on that going again.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's a good one.
Oh, my gosh. No, you should, like, if she goes to touch a ring with, I don't know, just any baguettes, just tell her she can't touch them.
Yeah. You're on probation. You can't touch a baguette ring.
That's going to be, like, half your inventory.
Yeah, that's not right.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. She's a sport. You know, she's a real good sport. She'll just go with it, you know.
Right, yeah. So. She is just too much. She's so funny. She's like her story of the hot tub, like what happened when they were on vacation.
Yeah. She said, my wife calls those Lucy moments. Like, you know, you just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh, yeah, that's a good analogy, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's right. I was going to tell you, yesterday, I was talking to one of my customers. I had shipped him two marquees, and it's just him and his sales associate in the store, so it's only two of them. And last week, he was on vacation, so I called yesterday, and I got him, and he's like, I'm sorry, Adrian, it's just been, like, the store's been a disaster. He's like, but I'll tell you about it. Hold on. He's like, I have a customer, but I'm going to. Oh, somebody
go
come
ahead.
In?
No, it's a loafer. He's going out. So.
Oh, got it. Anyway, so he goes to his office, whatever. He's like, so you know my associate Tracy who works with me? I'm like, yeah. He said, last week when I was on vacation, she gets a phone call from some woman, and the woman says, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were married, but I've been dating your husband for 4 years.
No kidding.
Right. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's horrible. He's like, yeah, it's just been, like, crazy. He goes, so we end up looking the lady up, like on social media, and we find out who she is. She's a blind stripper. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
I have never heard of such.
I know. I go, how does that? I go, how does that even work?
Yeah. Her husband could be ugly. She don't know.
Right. So he's like, the county. Are you familiar with this county? And I was like, no. He said, well, it's on the border of Pennsylvania and New York, and it's a big hunting county, and like a lot of hunters have like cabins there. He goes, so you know, it's like a rough area.
Yeah.
He said, but like the lady has a seeing eye dog, and like, I'm like, I don't understand how that works. He goes, so needless to say, Tracy's been at the divorce attorney today. I'm like, oh my God, that poor woman.
Yeah. Well, Adrian, I've got a customer now. I
got
you know.
It. All right.
All
take care. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.